Shir number 27, Shir Chav Zayin. Until now, we've been discussing the sugya, the shitas of the Rishonim. We learned Rashi's shita, we learned Tosfos' shita, we learned the Ran and Rabbeinu David's shita. We want to be able to take the sugya halacha l'maisa. It happens to be that today's sugya is probably one of the most relevant halacha l'maisa sugyas in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. And that's definitely an important reason of why we want to see it halacha l'maisa. But also in general, it's a perfect opportunity to be able to use this as a exercise in how to learn halacha l'maisa. We're going to learn throughout Shas over the years of our life, Bezer Hashem. There'll be many Gemaras that we're going to learn, which will say, hey, how do we paskin on this Shaila? How do we paskin on this Gemara? So it's a good idea to be able to learn how to do that, you know, already now, so that we'll have the tools as we move along. Okay, the first step is like this. I put on the Mar Makomos, the Rambam, but the truth is, I'll just fill you in, that the halacha begins with the riff. You want to know how to paskin a Gemara? You start with the riff. How do you find the riff? You turn to the back of your Gemara, and in the back of your Gemara, there's a Sefer printed in the Gemara itself. It's called Sefer Halachos. Right? That gives you an insight to the fact that this is the beginning of Halacha. Sefer Halachos. That's the first thing you do. Sefer Halachos. If you could just close that window. Thank you. Sefer Halachos. And that's written by the Riff. The Riff quotes the Gemara and he brings the parts of the Gemara which are Halacha L'maisa. So on Aleph Amud Beis and Dapei Arif, the Riff quotes, Hamaskir Bayis L'chavero Bar-Basar, Imad Shalom Masalo Amavtech Al-Bar-Basar, Al-Maskir Livdok, Bimish Amasalo Halo Amavtech Al-Bar-Basar, Al-Sarach Livdok, period. He quotes our Gemara's Shaila, and he quotes the answer of Nachman Yitzchak. He skips the whole Shakel B'tai in between. So the reason why he's doing that is because he's telling you the Halacha L'maisa. What's the Halacha L'maisa? The Halacha L'maisa is that the one who has the key, the one who got the key before the 14th was Chal, he is the one that is Mechuyev in Bedika. That's the Riff's Psak. The Riff is the first of the Rishonim that tells us the Halacha, and then followed by the Riff, we have the Psak of the Rush and the Rambam. Those are the two that follow the Riff. The Rambam is basically viewed as a Talmud of the Riff. He says he argues on the Riff in less than 10 places. Generally, he agrees with the Riff. And the Rush is in the back of the Gemara. He bases his entire Sefer also on the Riff. The Sefer of the Rush, it's called Piskei HaRush. The Rush wrote Sefer called Tosfos HaRush. He wrote a Sefer called Shas Tshuvos HaRush. And he wrote something called Piskei HaRush. In the back of the Gemara is Piskei HaRush. It's telling us Psak Halacha. So how does the Rush work? We look for it in the Rush. We turn to where he quotes our Gemara. It's in Simon Beis. And he says, Amaskir Bayis L'chaver Bar-Basar, Imach Lo Masalo Amavtech, Chal Ar-Basar, Lamaskir Livdok, Vimish Amasalo Amavtech, Chal Yudalit Al-Asocha Livdok. So he quotes the Riff word for word. It sounds like he's really quoting the Riff word for word. Okay, it's a quote of the Riff. And that means that whatever the Riff paskin, that the Rush is being maskim to that Psak. If he disagreed, he would add on something to it. But over here, he's maskim to the Psak of the Riff. And that is that it's tully in the Maseres HaMavtech before your Dalit. Whoever got the Mavtech before your Dalit, he's the one that has to do the Bedika. Okay? The Riff, the Rush on the same page over here. The two of those two Rishonim are very easy to find because they're in the Gemara itself. Every Gemara basically has a Riff and a Rush in the back. All you do is you turn to the back, you find the daf of the Gemara that you're learning, and then you can find the Psak Halacha of the Riff and the Rush. Very smooth. To find the Rambam, though, is a little trickier. Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The way to do that is you have a little letter in our Sugya. You look where that little letter sends you. It's a test in our Gemara. It sends you to the side of the page, the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. And then you look for the test. Test, here it is. That sends you to Maimon Perek Beis Melchus Chametz Umatzah Halacha Yurches. So you find your handy Rambam. Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perek Beis Halacha Yurches. It also tells you the SMAG, which stands for Sefer Mitzvahs HaGadol. Asin Lamed Tes. That's Mitzvahs. The SMAG is Sefer Mitzvahs is split up to the Aseis and the Los Aseis. So this is in Asin Lamed Tes, Mitzvah number 39. And he also tells you to look in Tor Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, Siman Tav Lamed Zayin, Sif Aleph, which is the Tor and also the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Lamed Zayin and Aruch Haim. That's how to find the Halach Lamaisa. Okay? Before we do that, I want to bring to our attention that the Rif and the Rush gave us a Psak Halacha. We already learned the Shitas of the Rashi, the Tosfos, and the Ran in discussing our Gemara. And each one had a different perspective on how to explain our Gemara. So we need to be able to go back into the Rif and the Rush, and also, as we'll see soon, the Rambam too, and see how is it that they are explaining it. Are they explaining it like the Rashi? Are they explaining it like the Tosfos? Are they explaining it like the Ran? Are they explaining it like a fourth opinion? That's the shaila that you want to ask yourself when you get into the Halacha Rishayim, the Halacha Lamayis Rishayim.
You said the Rush also passes Halacha?
Yeah, that's right. Piskei HaRush, he's paskening Halacha Lamayis, so that's right. The whole Sefer is based on the Rif.
There's no fourth, it just says those things.
Okay, Besedi, you're already giving an answer, but I'm just sharing now, before we start the Shir today, I'm giving an introduction of just how to take that next step to learn the Halacha from the Sugya. Okay? You'll start with the Rif, you'll go from the Rif to the Rush, you'll go from the Rush to the Rambam. Those are the Beis Yosef tells us, the Beis Yosef is the author of the Shulchan Aruch, he tells us those are the three pillars that all Psak Halacha is based on, the Rif, Rush, and the Rambam. And then, the Beis Yosef is going to pass in the majority, two out of three, of those three. But that's basically the pillars of Halacha. It starts with those three, the Rif, Rambam, and the Rosh. And the Tor often follows those also, but often he also goes with his Rebbe, with his father, really, the Rosh. Okay, but over here it's not Shver, because the Rosh quotes the Rif verbatim, without any disagreement at all. So L'chaira, the Rif, the Rush, they're going to be on the same page. L'chaira, we're going to pass in like the Rif and the Rush. But now the question we have to ask ourselves is, like what Yanki's saying, when the Rif and the Rush say what they say, is it like Rashi's version of Mesiras Mafteach? Is it like Tosva's version of Mesiras Mafteach? Is it like Rabbeinu David's version, the Ran's version of Mesiras Mafteach? Or is it a fourth version of Mesiras Mafteach? That's the shaila that we need to ask ourselves. Do they give us any insight? It's not so clear. They're not being very kind to us today, unfortunately. In the Rush itself, there's little letters. I don't know if you'll notice. If you turn to the Rush, you'll see there's these little letters. Last time we learned the Karban Asanel, if you recall. But the Teferet Shmuel is also one of the little letters on the Rush. And the Teferet Shmuel quotes, is a little aleph over there on the Rush. Tferet Shmuel says, yeah, the Rush tells you about Mesiras Mafteach. It's true, he tells you about Mesiras Mafteach. He says, but don't forget that there's a Gemara in Baba Kama that says Mesiras Mafteach is not a Kinyan, and it's therefore it's talking about a case where no Kinyan was done, and the whole godless of Mesiras Mafteach is where he has the accessibility. Yeah, the case over here is talking about where there's no Kinyan, just accessibility. So what did the Teferet Shmuel do? He got involved in our question. Yanki says it's not a fourth shita. Good, it's not a fourth shita. But which one of the three shitas it is? Is it? The Teferet Shmuel gets involved. He's the first one over here that we're seeing. He gets involved and he tells us, by the way, even though the Rush didn't talk about it explicitly, the Rush learns like the Tosfos. Same as Tosfos. The Rush is like Tosfos. That's the Teferet Shmuel getting involved. And therefore, if that's how the Rush learned, if the Rush is like Tosos, and the Rush just quoted the Rif, so how did the Rif learn?
Right.
At least in the view of Teferet Shmuel?
Like
Tosos. Right? Okay. That's the first one of the Achronim on the page. Let's get into the Rambam. Let's get into what we discussed in today's Seder. Let's get into our Mar Makomos. Now with this background in mind.
That's right. That's how you pass it, right?
That's how the Teferet Shmuel would paskin. You want to know that's how we paskin Halacha L'maisa and like Mishnah Berurah? That's what we're about to see right now. Okay, let's see. So again, we looked in Mishpat. It takes us to the Rambam in Parak Beis. Halacha Yurches V'chus Chametu Matzah. The Rambam tells us Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveirai, somebody who rents a house to his friend, Imach Lo Masar Lo Amavtech Al Arbazar Alamaskir Livdok. If the 14th was Chal before he gave the key over, so then the maskir, the landlord, is the one that has to do the bedika. If the key was given over first and then the 14th was chal, the 14th began, then the socher has to do the bedika, the tenant has to do the bedika. What does the Rambam tell us? Anything different from the Rif? Anything different from the Rush? No, it's verbatim of the Rif and the Rush. Mamish, the same thing. So the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, they all seem to be saying the exact same psak halacha. And therefore, if your name is the Tiferes Shmuel, that means you just dump them all into the Shita of the Tosfos, and that means that you're going to pass kin halacha l'maisa like the Tosfos. That's Tiferes Shmuel. But how do we learn up the Rambam? Let's go through it ourselves, okay? Let's work it out. We have a Rashi, we have a Tosfos, we have a Ran. Let's work it out step by step. Okay, the Rambam is the most geschmack to work with usually, because the Rambam is writing a Sefer Halacha with the utmost precision, and you can be medayik mamish every letter in the Rambam. You can be medayik even the order of the Rambam, the Seder Advarim of how he writes things. We have amongst us somebody who learns with brother of the of former Rashiva. Is Rabbi Hananya a Rashiva today?
He's not. Azariah is the
right, so the former Rosh Hashiva of Mivasari, we have somebody, he has a Seder in Rambam. Okay, you hear this? A Seder in Rambam. A Rambam, a budding Rambam expert right here. Let's learn a Rambam together. The Rambam tells us, Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveiroi. You rent a house to your friend. Imachalo Masala Mafteach, Chalar Basar Alamaskir Livdok. Does it work with Rashi? Does it work with Tosis or the Ram? What does Rashi say? Rashi tells us the significance of Mesiras Maftech is... anyone?
Kinyan.
The giving over the key is the Kinyan that makes it into his Rishus. Is that what the Rambam means? What are you, Taina?
No.
Could be. Could be. Okay, so why do you say no?
Because he holds a Kinyan is one of the three ways.
How do you know that?
So we learned it in a different Rambam with the...
Okay, look at this. You see, we have an expert. He knows another Rambam. There's another Rambam somewhere else, right? It's in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Ches, and also over there in Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, which the Magen Mishnah quotes, right? That's what you're bringing. The Rambam over there discusses the Halachas of Kinyan. Before we get to those Rambams, because we don't have such big bikis, let's first focus on our Rambam over here for a second. In our Rambam itself, is there a raya one way or another about Rashi? In our Rambam itself?
No.
So from our Rambam itself, it's totally open. It's very possible that it could be Rashi. Could be. Right? Like these guys, Taina. Could be. Okay, fine. So now that we know that in our Rambam itself, it could be, it's open possibility. So now, we have no rayas. Now I'm ready to hear a raya from somewhere else. Okay, so you have a raya from somewhere else to tell me that it's not going to work. What's the raya? What does it say in the other place?
There's three ways to have a Kenyan.
Three ways to have a Kenyan. Not four. Right? Not four. Since there's only three and not four, Mesiras Mafteach is not going to be an option. Right? You have anything to add on that?
He also quotes the other Gemara.
What? So, yeah. He also quotes the other Gemara. Very good. He also quotes another thing about Mesiras Maftech and Halacha Tes over there in Hilchos Bechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, that Mesiras Maftech functions in place of the dibur of Lechazeku Kni. It functions in place of telling the guy, go make the Kenyan. In other words, it itself is not a Kenyan. It's just the playing the role of go make the Kenyan. Very good. So the Rambam by Lechazeku Kni is talking about Mechira. The Rambam by the three Kinyanim is comparing the Kinyanim of Mechira to the Kinyanim of Schiras. So we would maybe suggest, at least in the world of Tosfos, we would suggest that the two Gemaras come together to tell you that just like by Mechira it's Lechazeku Kni, so too by Schiras it's Lechazeku Kni. That's what one would suggest. However, like Rabbi Rosenblum is reminding us. We already had this discussion in Rashi, right? We had this discussion in Rashi. Tosfos asked the kashas on Rashi, and Rashi says that it's a kinyan for the schiros. Does Rashi ignore those gemaras? The Rambam over there is quoting gemaras. Does Rashi ignore those gemaras? No, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Rashi has a teretz for those gemaras, like we've discussed already in the past. We had four mahalchim to explain Rashi. Karban Asanel, Hare Kedem, Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Shlomo. Four different mahalchim to explain Rashi. And according to, not the Pnei Yeshua, but according to some of those mahalchim, let's take, for example, the Karban Asanel. Karban Asanel says that it's a special kinyan which works for Schirus, even though it doesn't work for Mechira. Mesiras Mafteach gives him the rights to use the place, and that's what Schirus is all about, using the place. What would you say? Would the Rambam hold of that? Maybe the Rambam holds like that. Mesiras Mafteach is a kinyan for Schirus, because it gives you the usage of the makom, even though it doesn't give you the gufa makom. What are you tying up? Could the Rambam hold like that?
I didn't say not.
He doesn't say not. But they say yeah. Doesn't say yeah either.
If he says yeah, then it make it. You could read the Rambam like that also.
I walk a safer. You can't say just because he didn't say not, exactly. It's not true. He would have said it if it was true.
That's what exactly. It's a lot of safer. He's just as a lot. I didn't say the lumpus of the whole. Is it a Kenyan or not? Wait,
slow down. I want to make sure we're all on the same page. You're talking about the halacha here in Hechos Mechametz to Matzah?
No.
And you're talking about the halacha in Hechos Mechira? Or are we both talking about the halacha in Hechos Mechira?
I'm talking about here.
Over here.
In Hechametz to Matzah.
Yeah.
Okay, Bzeder, Enechami. Over here he doesn't talk about it. But what about in Hechos Mechira? Don't you think that if it's a kinyan for Schiros, the Rambam should tell us in Hilchas Mechira, where he talks about the kinyan for Schiros, don't you think he should tell us that? Shouldn't he tell us that a Mesiras Mafteach is a kinyan that works for Schiros, even though it doesn't work for a kinyan Mechira?
Yes.
No, Chari should. I'm not an expert in Rambam, and I'm convinced. What about our expert? What is he done? Are you convinced?
Yeah. Oh, you mean the other experts?
I don't know.
Yeah. We already heard our resident expert is convinced. Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm not sure either way.
You're not sure either way. Okay, look, you know, you're only half a day in the sugya. I don't blame you. Okay? So Lemaisa, the point is that I think it's pretty clear. If the Rambam held, like the Karban Asanel, that Mesiras Mafteach is a kinyan for Schiros, the Rambam should have told us something along those lines. He should have told it to us in Hechos Mechira when he describes all of the various kinyanim. He should have said it. Fine. Out. We're going to dismiss the Karban Asanel. What about according to the Hare Kedem? The Hare Kedem said in Rashi that you know why it could be a kinyan? Because it functions as Chazakah. It's within the kinyan of Chazakah. Kinyan Chazaka is a real kinyan. It's a regular kinyan that works by Mechira, works by Chiris. As long as this is the way that you show your ownership, mm-hmm. and by Chiris, the way to do that is through getting the key, through being able to use it, mm-hmm. so then that's a kinyan Chazaka. Mm-hmm. What do you say according to that? Is there a kasha that why didn't the Rambam talk about it?
Not really.
Not so much, right? Because he did talk about kinyan Chazaka. He did talk about Kinyan Chazaka.
Where does he explain what Chazaka is? Does he do that?
Oh, very good. That is where the Kash is. The Rambam Lamaisa, when he does describe what Chazaka is, yes, he does over there, he doesn't tell us this example of a type of a Chazaka. He doesn't tell us that Mesiras Mafteach is an example of a type of a Chazaka that could work by Schiros. So he said, well, he has to tell you every single example. Right? Does he tell you all the different sizes of tzitzis that you could buy in the store? No, he doesn't tell you that, right? He
still has to tell you if Schiros works as a kinyan.
Mesiras Mafteach, you mean? So I'm saying, the Rambam doesn't tell you every single example. Does he have to tell you every single example?
I don't know, but he would have mentioned this one.
Why?
It's a chiddush.
Because it's a chiddush. It's controversial. It's something meyuchad. Okay, maybe. The Hare Kedem wants the taina that it's included in what he says by tzachiyach sela, by the rock solid place that you can't build a fence, you can't, there has no fence, etc. Usage that the Hare Kedem wanted to tie in. Okay, well, we could understand. Fine, it's a chiddush. You don't feel comfortable. Okay, besed. In the Pnei Shlomo, the Pnei Shlomo learned in Rashi that Messias Mafteach achieves, that it's not a real full-fledged Kenyan, but it's a Kenyan to the degree that you can't be choizer from the arrangement. You can't be choizer from the original agreement that they made. So good. What would the Rambam say about that? Do we have a Rambam that tells us that that's true? That Messias Mafteach is such a thing? We have no such Rambam. Right?
Yeah.
We have no such Rambam. So therefore, we're going to say, okay, look, we tried, it was a valiant effort, but at the end of the day, it seems like the Rambam is probably not working with Rashi. The Rif is probably not working with Rashi. The Rush is probably not working with Rashi. The Poiskim that we're working with are probably not working with Rashi. Okay, let's move into the next option. We have Tosfos. What about Tosfos' version? We've learned Tosfos. We've spent the day on Tosfos. Maybe even more. We spent some time on trying to understand Tosfos. Yeah.
Wait, what about the Hari Kedem?
Oh, saving Hari Rashi, Kedem. Yeah. Don't give up.
The
yeah.
Hari brought, he brought a Rambam. He was a, he
looked, yeah, he brought, Rambam the, he brought the Rambam by Karka Tzachiyach Sela, by the Rak Salad. And a Hanami. That's what I said. The Hari Kedem will tell us that, yes, you can squeeze the Rambam into that din. The concept of Maseiras Mafteach being a qualified Chazakah can be included in that din of Karka Tzachiyach Sela. I agree with you. Shalom says, Hari Kedem, thanks but no thanks. Maseiras Mafteach is such a big kiddush that the Rambam should have spoken out. Individually, independently, you don't squeeze it into something else. It deserves its own halacha. It's a kiddush enough that it deserves its own halacha.
There's no chapter in
Sechiras Rambam. No. What? There is halacha of
Sechiras Rambam. Sure.
Rambam talks about Kinyan of Obscurus.
In the Chira, it talks about it a little bit. There's nothing, nothing for itself Obscurus. I didn't see anything. I'm going to try looking at it.
Okay. We don't need to. You want to know if there's a separate set of halachas of sechiras?
Let's check.
Okay, one second. There is in Sefer Mishpatim, the Rambam has a set of halachas called Hilchas Schiros. Hilchas Schiros. L'chayr, that's not talking about the specifics of our type of Schiros. Right, it's talking about a sachir, a person who's renting, or a person who is watching as a Shomer Sachar, it's part of the Dalet Shomer. Person who's renting over there is talking about renting metalplim. We're talking about for Schiris Karka. That itself is a diak in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam talk about Schiris Karka in Halachas Mechira and Schiris metalplim in a separate set of halachas? That's an interesting hara which we could talk about more in the Hamshach, maybe. Maybe Schiris of Karka is like a type of a Mechira, and Shenkin Schiris of metalplim is not. We have to be minded to that. Okay, but I'll call upon him. You're right. We according to the Hari Kedem, we could squeeze it into that halacha. The Hara, I think, is still true that Shalom is making that at the end of the day, it's enough of a chiddush that we should really have its own independent halacha for it. L'chayra. Okay. So what are we going to try to do? The Rambam is like Tosfos. That's what we're going to suggest. The Rambam is like Tosfos. Okay. Does that work? Is that better? What do you guys think? Does the Rambam fit better like Tosfos?
Yeah.
What did Tosfos say? Tosfos says that the one who has the key, he has the access to the place. And therefore, he is going to do the one to do the bedika. Mi shiyesh biyodai ha-mafteach kishechal yedalet chayev libdok. The one who has the key, he's mechuyav to do the bedika. Why? Also shein biyodai mafteach echi konis viyivdok. The one who doesn't have the key, how's he going to go in and check? If you have access, you're chayev. You don't have access, you're not chayev. That's how Tosfos learned. What do you say in the Rambam? Is that what it comes? Does that work? What?
It could work.
It could work. Could work. Yeah, Shalom, it could be.
Can I pull what you said before?
What do you want to say?
Is it a mosque or?
Oh, don't wait. Slow down. Don't take my stuff that I told you before to say it. Okay, yeah.
You did say yes.
It's true. I didn't know what you were referring to. Okay, I'll tell you in a second. Well, we're going to speak. We're going to call on you in a minute. Okay? The pshuto of the Rambam, let's be fair. The pshuto of the Rambam is that he's making it all dependent upon one criteria. There's one factor that is being covered in the entire discussion here, and that is, who has the key? If you have the key, you're chayev. You don't have the key, you're potter. So if that's the case, l'chayra, it sounds like Tosfos. It's very smooth. Tiferes Shmuel all the way. Here we go. Right? 2 points for Tiferes Shmuel. Slow down. I'm going to get there in a second. I like to do things in order. Okay? So I follow the Rambam. You know? Do things in order. So therefore, I think that the pshuto of the Rambam over here and these other Rishonim is going to be, it makes a lot of sense, it works beautifully with the Shitas HaTosfos. It's very nice. Very nice. As a matter of fact, you look in the Kesef Mishnah right here on the side of the page of the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah, same author as the Beis Yosef, same author as the Shulchan Aruch. The Kesef Mishnah brings, on the Rambam, he brings Tosfos, he brings the Ran, and then he says, Mikol Makom, Pirish HaTosfos, Nira Iker. Pirish of Tosfos seems to be the Iker. Now, is he saying that as Pshat in the Rambam? Or is he saying that as Stam, the way he views the Sugya? I'm uncertain about that. I'm not 100% convinced that he's saying that as Pshat in the Rambam itself. Not convinced of that. But he certainly is saying that the Pshat of the Tosfos is Iker, and it's possible he's even saying it Pshat in the Rambam. Rabbeinu Menach on the bottom of the page over here also seems to be saying this Pshat, like the Balei Tosfos on the Rambam over here also, it sounds like. And therefore, we definitely have a very strong Mahalach to say that the Rambam is going like Tosfos, it works. Why am I not so convinced that the Kesef Mishnah is saying this in the Rambam? Because, like Yudah Moshe is saying, that in the Beis Yosef, in the Beis Yosef, which is the same author, the Beis Yosef also quotes, there it was written on the tour, and the Beis Yosef in Taf Lamed Zayin quotes the Ran, he quotes the Tosfos, and he doesn't say, and the Rambam like Tosfos. He doesn't say that. If he held strongly that the Rambam was like Tosfos, then he probably would have also added the Rambam to that side of the Machlokas when he's setting up the Machlokas. What?
So Beis Yosef where?
In Siman Taf Lamed Zayin, on our Halacha. Beis Yosef writes a Sefer on the tour where he brings in the Shitas of the Rishonim on the Shailas that come up. And I think he would have added the Shita of the Rambam if it was clear to him that the Rambam holds like Tosfos. But the fact that he doesn't quote the Rambam over there in Beis Yosef is an indication that he's not necessarily convinced that this is Pshat in the Rambam.
So it's a Tranim as well.
Where?
Here. You just said it's like...
Here he's saying the same thing that what he's saying over there in the Beis Yosef. In other words, he's presenting two approaches in the Sugya. The Ran, the Tosfos. Which one is the Rambam saying? Excellent question. And that is exactly the question that I opened up our shiur today. The Rif, the Rush, the Rambam. Which one of these Rishonim are they going with? Which version of our Gemara are they working with? That's a great question. What?
He said Tosfos Iker. Who is Iker for what?
How he holds between the Machlokes, between the Ran and Tosfos. But is that how he holds his Pshat and the Rambam? I'm saying that it's not necessary. Not necessarily so. And I'm bringing the Lashon of the Beis Yosef as a smach to what I'm telling you now in the Kesef Mishnah. Same author, quotes the Ran and the Tosfos, and amazingly leaves out the Rambam. The Rambam is one of his deciding pillars in Psak Halacha. The entire Beis Yosef is based on the Rambam Rif and the Rush. If he has a Rambam to add into this equation, he's going to quote it.
That's why he's here in the Kesef Mishnah. explaining the Rambam. Is he only here to explain the Rambam?
That's true. He is explaining the Rambam. But here, what is he doing? He's presenting us with two Mahalchim. And
we already saw both Mahalchim already.
Where?
Gemara.
No. Kesa Mishnah brings stuff from the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't tell you where he's coming from, Mechlal. So the Kesa Mishnah brings Makairis from the Gemara and the Rishonim to give you where the Rambam may be coming from. I agree with you that at the end of the day, if you know you learn the Kesa Mishnah, he says, look, you have a Ran, you have a Tosvos, he likes Tosvos better, you know, that's probably what he thought the Rambam held. You could say that. But just because you like Tosvos better means that's also the Pshat in the Rambam? No, you could still be honest and say that in the Rambam, I don't know. $1 million question. You get it right, you get $1 million. You get it wrong, you pay $1 million. Okay? What do you say? Beis Yosef, no? Kesef Mishnah, no? Does the Rambam say like Tosvos or the Ran? I don't know. I'm not convinced. I think that's what he would answer. What? But you said you like Tosos. I know I said I like Tosos. Does that mean that that's also what I think the Rambam says? Not necessary. Let's be honest. Let's learn the Rambam and see what he says. It's unclear. So, at the end of the day, could you make an argument and say, yeah, the Rambam is like Tosos? Yes, you could make such an argument. Is it absolutely clear? Not absolutely clear. It works, but it's not absolutely clear. Let's raise an issue over here. Why did the Tiferes Yisrael say what he said? Because it was coming from those Gemaras. Said it. I understand. There's a problem with saying Tosfos. What's the problem? The problem that we've been discussing and comes back again and again and again. Two problems. Problem number one in the Tosfos is that it's a very big chiddush in Shak Levitaria. It's a chiddush in Shak Levitaria. The Gemara starts off. One side, it's Tali in the Chametz. The other side, it's Tali in the Rishus. Which one is it?
Neither.
Guys, you made a mistake. As the Mashiachis. You think you know the Gemara. You think you know how to learn. Come on. You have no idea what you're talking about. Neither side is right. That's what Nachum Bar Yitzchok. That's what he's saying. That's what comes out of Kodesh Tosfos. Is that really Pshat? It's a wild idea.
We don't know.
It's a very big
Kiddush.
What?
We don't know who has the Shaila.
Beseder, but the Gemara presents it as two tzdadim. It's l'chayra, two valid tzdadim. According to Tosfos, it's a very big Kiddush l'chayra. The pashtus of Tosfos is that we're saying neither of the tzdadim are right. It's not Tali in Kinyan, not Tali in Chavetz, it's Tali in whoever has a key. Whoa. So?
Wait, doesn't that sound like the Ran?
That's Tosfos.
That sounds exactly
it's not like the Ran at all, like we're going to explain soon when we get there. That was Akiva's question also from this morning. We're going to get there. Okay? Let's explain. Let's be mindful. I want to make sure it's clear one at a time. Okay? This is question number one on the Tosfos. Question number two on the Tosfos, which complements this point, is Tosfos himself raises the question. According to this, if it's all Tali in the key, so then what happens if I leave a key by my neighbor? Remember, our one guy who doesn't go away for Pesach? Yeah? He has the whole block's keys in his drawer. He's going to have to do B'digas Chametz on the entire block because everyone else goes away?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's wild. So Tosfos raises the question on himself and he answers, no. It's only if he's planning on doing the Kinyan, so then his key is going to make him Chayav. Zat Rabbeinu David, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. Because you're planning on doing a Kinyan? You know how many times people plan things and it ends up nowhere? I heard a guy one time, he was planning on going to Netanya for Shabbos. He put in hours to try to make it work. And in the end, what happened was, he went to Tveria. Who would have thought?
I didn't get the key yet.
You didn't get the key. Say it. But even if you would have, I don't think it would make a difference. Right? People plan and plan and plan. How many guys planned to go on a Europe trip and none of them went? It even happened more than once, right? Say, what's going on? And people put in effort and they plan and they plan and they plan. Guess what?
Corona.
Nothing. It's meaningless. Who cares about plans? It's like a random guy. As far as Allah is concerned, it's zero. So Tosfos thanks, but no thanks. That's Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says, I'm sorry, that's not pshat. That does not work. So yeah, we want to try to stoop the Rambam into the Tosfos. It seems so smooth. In the Lashon, very nice. No chidushim, very simple, beautiful, wonderful. But at the end of the day, let's not leave our brain at home. Come to the sugya with your brain. There's a big problem in the Tosfos. Don't forget about that. Right? So let's go into Rabbeinu David and the Ran. Zog Rabbeinu David and the Ran, and then we're going to get to Malkiel and Akiva's question. Zog Rabbeinu David and the Ran, and really Shalom asked this last night. You got to put it in your sefer. Shalom's question, famous question. Okay? So Zog Rabbeinu David and the Ran, what do they say? They say a different pshat. What do they say? They say, my friends, the Gemara had two tzedadim. Is the Chametz Mechayev or is the Rishus Mechayev? Such a good question. It's a great question. Both are a Mechayev. This is a reason to be Chayev, this is a reason to be Chayev. What's the answer? Which one? They're both. You know, the guy comes over to you, he says, at a wedding, what do you want? You want meat or stuffed chicken? I'll take both. Both. Right? Very good. Zog the Rabbeinu David and the Ran. That's what's happening in our Gemara. Both of them are a Mechayiv. You have the Mechayiv of the fact that it's his Chametz. You have the Mechayiv of the fact that it's his Rishus. How does it become his Rishus? Through a Kinyan. He made a Kinyan. Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Because obviously Mesiras Mafteach is not a Kinyan. Like we know from those Gemaras. And the Tiferes Shmuel already told us that, right? So therefore, and Tosfos, etc. Like we know from those Gemaras. So Mesiras Mafteach is not a Kinyan. What was the Kinyan? Kesef Shtar Chazaka. And therefore it's Sochus Rishus. Or the Maskei Chayav because it's Chametz. How are we going to decide between the two? Where is the key? Where is the key? The Lashon of the Ran, it's Machra Milsa. The Mafteach is Machra Milsa. What does Machra Milsa mean? It's the deciding factor. Very geschmack. Very nice. It's beautiful. It's so geschmack. Both Tzedadim of the Gemara work. Everything's smooth. Maskan of the Gemara, very nice. Where do we run into a speed bump? When we try to put it into the Rambam. Oh, one second, I have to answer your question. How is this different than Tosfos? It's fundamentally different than Tosfos, Lagamri. Why? Because in Tosfos' world, yes, the key is a deciding factor, but in a totally different way. Why is the key a deciding factor? Because the whole issue is whoever has access has to do bedika. The key determines the access. You have access, you do the bedika. You have the key, you have access. That's the whole issue. Tosfos. Did the socher do a kinyan? No kinyan. Still he's going to be chayv if he has the key. Why? Because he has access. In the Ran and Rabbeinu David, that is not true. If the socher has the key and he didn't do a kinyan, you know who he is? You know what he's like? He's like the random neighbor next door. He's like this time a guy in the street who has a key. He's a nobody as far as our Shiloh is concerned. You have to start with the fact, one second, you have to start with the fact that you are Chayav. Why are you Chayav? Because it's your Chametz or because it's your Rishus. You have to start with the Chiyav. Then the key could be Machriya between the two Chiyuvim. You have a question, which Chiyav? The key is Machriya between the two Chiyuvim. But the key itself is not a Machayav. You hear the Nekuda? According to Tosfos, the key itself is the Mechayev. It's not a deciding factor between two things. It's the Mechayev itself. Question and then question. What are you saying?
I agree with you.
Oh, great. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, what are you saying?
Why is it a deciding factor?
In who? In the Ran Rabbeinu David?
Rabbeinu David, yeah.
The Ran Rabbeinu David, the reason why it's a deciding factor is because it makes sense that the one who has the access should be the one to go ahead and do the bedika.
I could let you in. It's fine.
And Hanami, what do you mean you could let me? Okay, good. Bezeder, you could give me access, but it makes sense that if you have access, so then you should go ahead and do the bedika.
Same thing. You also have access. Just you have.
No, I don't. I don't have access. I don't. That's not called access. I'll give you a dogma. I'll give you a dogma. A simple dogma. Very simple dogma. Okay? You have two slices of pizza and a can of Coke for lunch today. Okay? And Yehuda Moshe does not. He has nothing to eat for lunch today. Nothing personal, obviously. But he's on a diet. Okay, he has nothing to eat for lunch today. Okay? Now, you have access to a can of Coke and pizza, right? Does Yehuda Moshe also have access to a can of Coke and pizza? Of course he does. You know how? I'll show you how he does. He can just come over to you and say, Menachem, can you please give me your Coke and pizza? What is different? Who has the access to the house? The one who has the key has the access to the house, right? I'll give you another dugma, yeah? You ever heard of a guy playing ping pong on a porch? And then, so the ball is there on the porch. Now what happens? For some crazy reason, the wind or the angle of the way the guy hits it, the ball ends up now on the neighbor's porch. That's crazy. Okay? That's crazy. Yeah, do you have access to the ball while it's on your porch?
Yes.
Do you have access to the ball when it's not on your porch, but it's now on the neighbor's porch? No, you have no access. As long as you keep it, you have no access.
Why not?
Why can't you just go downstairs, knock on the door, and get your ball?
I don't know. We should have done that.
He did that.
Right? You understand? That's not called access. I have a better idea. Climb down over the roof and onto his porch and then get it. Isn't that better? Okay. You have access. No, that's not called access. You can try from today to tomorrow. Guess what? You are not going to end up with that ping pong ball.
And that's why I'm undefeated.
Did you lose it on purpose? Okay. Yeah, Al Kopanim, you understand that? Kuda, you hear the answer to your question? That's not called access. That's not called. You have the key, you have access. Now, we'll talk in a minute, Billy Netter, about a case where both of them have a key. But first, let's finish up this Nakuda. The Magen Mishnah actually tells us that which of the three Pirushim is the one that the Rambam learned? Which one?
The Ran.
Of all three Pirushim, if you speak to one of the Chashuvim in our Shir, this was the first Shita that he said is for sure not the Rambam. For sure not. Of all the three Pirushim, this is for sure not the Rambam. Maybe Rashi. Maybe Tosfos, but for sure not the Ran. Why? Because according to the Ran, what does it mean? It means you had to make a Kenyan. You had to make a Kenyan. Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Does the Ram talk about Kesef Shtar Chazaka?
No.
Where did the Ram talk about that? This is the biggest Chiddush in the Rambam.
Not the biggest.
This is the biggest stretch in the Rambam. In other words, Rashi, Tosfos, those at least fit into what the Rambam says. Where does the Rambam tell you about a Kenyan? Does he tell you about a Kenyan? Negative. He doesn't. What's going on? Teretz is zucked. What do you want to say, Menachem? Where does the Rambam tell you about a Kenyan?
Somewhere else.
Now you can quote what I told you before.
Hamaskir.
Here we go. This is my teretz for the pshat in the what's it called in the Rambam. The Rambam does include a Kenyan because, like we discussed, when you schmooze about getting a place in Netanya, but you didn't actually make any kinyan on the place, you know what you did? You schmoozed.
Right.
Did you rent a place? No, you didn't. You schmoozed about renting a place. It's like when two guys are schmoozing in a dorm room about starting a $1 million startup. Wow, that's a great idea. Are they millionaires? No, they're not. They schmoozed, but they're not millionaires. When the Gemara says, when the Rambam says, "I'm maskir bayis lachaveiroi," you know what that means? That means that there was a transaction. There was a haskara. There was a rental. And if there was a rental, so then there must have been a kinyan. What was the kinyan? Zakt Menachem, go look in Hilchas Mechira. You'll learn the kinyanim. What are the kinyanim? Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Very nice. Beautiful. Excellent. So you want to know, where does the Rambam tell us the Kenyan that the Magen Mishnah claims is the pshat of the Rambam, the Ran? Where's the Rambam tell it to us? The Teretz is. It's right there in the word maskir. Yeah.
So that puts the Rashi back on the table if there's a Kenyan. It can't be that Rashi doesn't know the
Very good. Excellent. You're 100% correct. In the world of Rashi, that really it's Tully and a Kenyan, it doesn't have to be the Kenyan of Maseiros Mafteach. It could be any of the other Kenyanim. So in that sense, it could be like Rashi that it's Tully and Rishus. You're right. You're 100% right. But it doesn't fit with the Maseiros Mafteach part. Mm-hmm. Because according to Rashi, if you're using one of the other Kenyanim,
you're
then Maseiros Mafteach is not a factor at all. It's only the kesef or star or chazaka. B'shiras b'vtech is not playing any role whatsoever. The only way that b'shiras b'vtech is coming into our gemara is because that happens to be the kinyan that was being used. So in the Rambam, you can't say that. Right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Awesome. Okay, Akiva, I like you already. Baruch Hashem. What a beautiful maskana that we've achieved. We've learned up the Rambam. We've gone through the different shitas. We see the Magen Mishnah learns it up that it's like the Ran. We've explained how it could actually fit into the words. We showed that the Rambam, Rif Rosh, the Lachara, not like Rashi. They could potentially be like Tosfos. It seems like there's definitely a camp out there that says that the Rambam is like Tosfos. And it comes out that we have two Mahalchim amongst the Mefarshim in the Psak Halacha. Either like Tosfos or like the Ran. How is the Shulchan Aruch going to paskin on this Shailah? Comes the Shulchan Aruch, let's take a look. Zog the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in Taf Lamed Zayin, right? We already know how to find that from Ein Mishpat. Taf Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Maske Baslech Be'otzoch Yedalid, Umimenu Ve'eloch, for the 14th, Vikanahu Be'echad, Mehadrachim, Sheshiros Karka Nikne Boy. You hear those words? And he made a kinyan. He rented and he made a kinyan in one of the kinyanim that Sheshiros Karka is Nikne with. What are those kinyanim? It doesn't say here, but it says in Hilchas kinyanim of Sheshiros Karka, it says Kesef Shtar Chazaka, and there's a fourth called Kinyan Sudr, which the Mishnah brings down over here. It's a day over there. Those are the kinyanim, but not Mesiras Mafteach. You made a kinyan? What do you see in the Shulchan Aruch? What's the psak? Like Tosvos or like the Ran?
Ran.
Like the Ran. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ran. He goes with the Ran. He goes with the Magen Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam. Even though he himself said Tosvos is near Iker. Wild. You hear this?
Yeah.
Incredible humility of the Beis Yosef of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Kesef Mishnah. He himself feels that Tosfos near Iker, but he's going to go with the Psak. How's he going to paskin? Like the Ran, like the Rambam's way of learning it up, Alpi the Bag in Mishnah. That's how he's paskinning. Which means that you need a Kenyan to start off, and then if you have a key, you'll be chayav. But let's say you have a key and there's no Kenyan, then you're Potter. Comes the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon also paskins this way in Bir Agra. And he brings a raya to this Shita. Beautiful raya. He says it has to be talking about that there's a kinyan because al karach behechzik b'darkei akiniyaka amar mi depashed mi mezuzah v'sham kvar hechzik asocher. The Gemara brought a raya from mezuzah to our shayla. You remember? The Gemara wants to prove a toshma from mezuzah. The case of mezuzah is for sure talking about where the soicher made a kinyan. For sure. Otherwise, the socher is not going to be chayav in putting a mezuzah. There, for sure, talking about a kinyan. So you see, if the Gemara is telling too that case to our case, that must be what our case is talking about. Vilna Gaon's raya. Beautiful. What? Yes, schiros. Socher ba'ez l'chavir. That's right. Maske ba'ez l'chavir. That's lashon. Okay? Amazing. Vilna Gaon's raya. So the Vilna Gaon's paskening, like the Ran, like the Shulchan Aruch, that is going to be the Psakovia, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. There are those who say like Tosfos and the Rambam. Maybe it should be Machmir. Whoa, Machmir, Chumras. Well, the whole Shail over here is a suffix Durabonon. I'm saying it's Durabonon. To be Machmir and Durabonon is not so posh in Bechlau. Yeah, it's Durabonon. Dikas Chum, it's Durabonon. Oh, you want to say maybe Adarab said it? Okay, the Pashtas is that we're talking about with Bittel. Okay, that's a good horror. That's a good horror. Maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah says that. Based on the Chag Yaakov. Al Kopanim, let's finish off with a couple of halacha l'maisa shaylos. Okay? This is what's coming out. The Iker halacha is like the Ran. That's how we're learning up the Rambam. That's how the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. That's how the Vilna Gaon is paskening. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is paskening. That's the Iker halacha. What about the Tosfos? Maybe we'll be machmir l'chatchila. The Mishnah Berurah says be machmir l'chatchila for them. Other paiskim say you don't have to be machmir l'chatchila for them. Fine. But let's talk about a couple of l'maisa shaylos. You're a bachur in yeshiva. Okay? And you have a dorm room. And you're going to go to America for Bein HaZmanim. Well, you're not going to go to Mecca Bin Hazm. Maybe it makes no difference. But you have a dorm room. Who needs to do bedika on your dorm room?
The yeshiva.
Why the yeshiva?
They have the key. Because they have the key, yeah.
But 1 second.
Left.
They have the key? Oh, no, 1 second. Let's say you're still here. Fine. So you don't have a key? You're saying you don't have a key?
No.
Oh, you left before the 14th, you're saying?
You don't have keys.
You don't have keys? You have the combination.
There's no combination.
There's a combination to get into the building?
Not to our dorm rooms.
Oh, the dorm room is locked?
Room, they locked
it. Okay, here. You're saying they have a key and you can't get in. They have a key. And what happens if you're here for Pesach? Then they're not locking it. You could get
saying
it.
Saying if we're staying in our dorm room?
But yeah, let's say, and yeah. Okay, so you're saying, key. In a case where they have a key, so then what? They have a key. Why are they chayev? Why are they chayev? 1 second. Why are they chayev?
They're the only ones
that could enter. They're the only ones that have access, but that's Tosvos. Tosvos says it's all totally access. Do we Paskin make our din like Tosvos?
No,
we Paskin like the Ran. You need to have one of two things going for you. What are the one of two things? Either.
So they own the land.
Either owning the chametz, or you have a kinyan in the makom.
Well, this is like a weird situation. It's just they own the land. But
they own the land.
Time,
the but are we renting it?
You always have access.
Yes, we rent it.
I've never had not access to my room.
We have to do it.
Okay, Beseder, slow down. But let's first get into the two chiyuvim.
Yeah, we have to
your chametz and your rishos. Yeah. Which one of the two does the yeshiva have?
Neither, we have both.
Neither!
That's what would be us, yeah.
The Bachrim have both points over here. The Bachrim own the chametz. It's not the yeshiva's chametz that's in your dorm room. It's yeshiva's chametz in your dorm room.
They have the key.
The Bachrim, yeah. One second. We'll get it to the end in a second. The Bachrim own the chametz, right? So as far as the mechayev of the chametz, who's chayev? The Bachrim, right? What about as far as the mechayev of whose rishus it is?
Us.
Who owns the rishus?
Us.
So here, Shlomo Zalman says that it depends. Some yeshivas, the Bachrim don't really pay tuition, right? And then it could be a little more tricky. But let's say you're in a place where the yeshivas pay, the Bachrim pay tuition, right, to the owner of the yeshiva. Let's say the Rosh Yeshiva is the owner, and the Bachrim pay tuition to the owner. Okay? So Shlomo Zalman says in that case, and Rav Sternbach also, in that case where they pay tuition, Rav Sternbach is in Tshuvas Van Haggis, Chelek Aleph, Simin, I forgot, but it goes in order of Hilchos Pesach, so you could find it very easily. It's in Chelek Aleph with Tshuvas Van Haggis. So they're paying tuition in that scenario. Who has the rishus?
You.
The bacher. So the bacher has the chametz. The bacher has the rishus. Do I care who has the key?
No,
because I'm in Rabbi Midavid. I'm in the Ran. It's Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Ran. The Goyim paskin like the Ran. Mishnah paskin like the Ran. That's how we paskin. Mm-hmm. So that means who is mechuyev to do the bedika?
Us.
The bacher. That's amazing. Happens to be this year, Rosh Yeshiva made an announcement, gave a psak. Everybody should come over to my house to hear me make the bracha, and then everybody come back here and do bedika. Where did that come from? That came from a ha'ara in the paiskim. Is the rishus really your rishus? Theoretically, yeah, because look, you're paying tuition, you're renting the place. But the yeshiva can choose to move you around as they please.
They did move around
as they please, right? So therefore, in a sense, you don't really have the rishus. Maybe you're paying tuition to pay for the food. Maybe you're paying tuition to pay for electricity. Who knows what? For trips, who knows what? But at the end of the day, is it called a schirus? Questionable. So therefore, the psak of Rav Sternbach and some other poskim, even though it's not Shlomo Zalman's psak, but Rav Sternbach, he says, better listen to the bracha from the Rosh Yeshiva, he'll be motzi in the bracha, and then go do the bedika. Then go do the bedika.
Because
it's not necessarily considered that you are actually your rishus. So now here, what?
We're renting it over Bein Hazmanim, though. We went upstairs only after Bein Hazmanim started, so we're only
the
staying
fact
there at that
that
time.
But the fact that the yeshiva can move you around as they please means that even your payment, even your rental of the place is not really renting the place. Maybe you're just paying for the right to, you know, eat lunch here every day. Breakfast, lunch, and supper. You know what I'm saying?
Expensive.
It's different. Do the math. It's not that expensive. Okay? 3 meals a day for a full year? Not that expensive. Okay? I'll go on it.
It'll be the same thing.
Oh, let's go to Otella for a second. Before we go to Otella, I just want to add on one other to Knech. If it's really true, listen to this Kiddush, if it's really true that we're not renting it, right? Mm-hmm. Bachar, we're not renting it. So then, who has the key?
Maybe.
But she has the key.
Yep. Yep.
So, forget about me going to hear the bracha from him and doing the bedika. I'm going out for pizza tonight. Yes. You do bedika in the dorm room. That's your issue. Yeah. It's your chiyuv. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Gaon and the Mishnah Berurah is like the Ran, which means that the key is the machriya between these two things. Even if it's my chometz, but he's got the key and it's his rishus, he's got to do the bedika. You hear that? Which means that if I'm going to go do the bedika, Ba'etzem, he needs to make me a shliach.
But he was just a mafkid.
Very possible he needs to make me the shliach.
He's just a mafkid at this point.
Who?
Or the Rosh Yeshiva.
Why is he a mafkid?
Because we're
Nifkad,
yeah.
Yeah, why is he Nifkad?
Because we're really the one, we're the Bala Rishus.
No, that's exactly what we just discussed about moving people around. We'll review it again afterwards, okay? It's a different thing. You hear this unbelievable chiddush, it's very negeah. If it should ever happen that a person is in yeshiva again. Or if somebody asks you a shiloh and you'll be the posek.
Isn't that what happened? They made the bracha. So
the yeshiva, the Rashiva made the bracha to be motzi everybody. That's what happened. And then everybody else went and did their personal bedika. That's what they did. Okay, let's move into hotel for a second.
Well, they
and
did,
then
because Rashiva's not going to do the whole thing.
Why not? So make a shliach. Make a shliach. No, he did not make everybody shliach. No, did not. Everybody was yotzi their chiyuv mitzad their own personal bedikas chametz. That's what happened.
Not cool.
That's what happened. Okay, it's aura. I'm just raising auras. If we could hack it out, we could discuss it more. But this is auras. One last nekuda. It's getting a little bit late. Let's talk about hotels. Hotels, villas, Orlando, whatever. Okay, let's talk about it. What happens if you're renting a place? You're renting a place for Pesach. What do? You're going away for Pesach. What do? So let's keep it simple. If you're going there before the 14th, you're going to be there already the night before. You'll be there checked in before, 1 second. But for this scenario, it doesn't matter. You're checking in before Shkia.
Mm-hmm.
Before Shkia on the night of Bdikas Chametz, you'll have the key. You already did what? Some sort of kinyin. Right? In the Makom. Then you are mechuyev to do Bdikas Chametz in
irrelevant.
That place.
The keys are relevant.
Why? Oh, because he doesn't have any chametz there?
It's your chametz, and you're making...
No, maybe he has chametz there from yesterday.
Who's he?
The owner.
Oh, meaning like a minibar?
Exactly. You go into a hotel room, there's a refrigerator, there's Johnny Walker, there's vodka, there's beer, right? So all of those things are chametz! What do you do about those things? This is a good shayla. It's a good shayla. Shlomo Zalman says, you need to ask the guy to take it out of the hotel room. You're not allowed to leave it there for Pesach. You need to have him get it out of the hotel room. Right?
Well, you have to, now, like, let's say you have to, like, pay money for it.
Yeah, so you call up room service.
You
call up room service. You didn't acquire it, but you're a shomer because if anything happens to it, you're responsible to pay. Yeah. That's how it works. So you got to call up room service and say, please get this out of my room before 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Okay? So that's keeping things simple. If you're checking in before Shkia that night, you made the kinyan already, you transferred the money or whatever it is, you are mechuyev do the bedika. Let's say you're checking in the next morning or even later at night, 10 o'clock at night, whatever it is.
Well, it depends if it's a Jewish owner, no?
Okay. If it's not a Jewish owner, obviously it's not mechuyev bedika. It could be that you'll be mechuyev bedika anyway. That could be not. But let's keep things simple. A Jewish owner. Okay? What is the halacha?
It's his.
Taught him.
It's his stuff. He has to do Bedikas Chametz.
He had the key.
He has to do Bedikas Chametz. He had the key. He owned the place. He has to do Bedikas Chametz. You hear that? The hotel owner, the place has to do Bedikas Chametz. And here is where Shlomo Zalman's Knech. He says, what happens if you're coming in 11 a.m. and there was somebody there who checked out the night before at 10 o'clock at night? So, guest number one checks out at 10 p.m. the night of Bedikas Chametz. Guest number two is coming in 11 a.m. the next morning,
yeah.
Erev Pesach. Who has Dubedika? Guest one,
first,
guest two, or the owner?
Owner. In between time slot.
Dr. Shlomo Zalman, the guy who had the room, and he checked out at 10 o'clock at night, he was there after Shkia, after the Zman Chiyuv. He has to do the Bidika. Doesn't make a difference. Wow. And the Zman Chiyuv, it was his. That's when the Chalais is Chal. Doesn't go away from him. He has to do the Bidika. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss the local Ma'aseh Shailas. We'll try to cover some of them. Two keys, no keys, code, combination codes. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. We're talking about it.
Are you purposely able to rent it out to a not from Jew? What if you rent it out to a not from Jew?
So renting a not from Jew is very, it's very tricky. Very tricky. Renting a not from Jew.
No, renting to Jew. You're from Jew, and you rent it to a not from Jew.
It's great for joining us, Matt. We really enjoy you.
You're from Jew. Rented out to a not from Jew.
Yeah.
So he has the chiv to do the bedika, and wow. He has no idea he actually is the chiv's owner.
Right. So Shlomo Zalman says in that scenario, so if you know he's going to bring in chametz anyway afterwards, so it's pointless to do the bedika.
Well, he knows not to bring chametz in because he knows.
Okay, fine. So if you know that he's not going to bring in chametz afterwards, Saktim Shlomo Zalman, then you're going to have to do the bedika. If you know, it's really based on a Be'alacha. If you know that they're not going to be doing B'dika, so then Enachanami. Then you got to go and do B'dika. It's a Chiddush of the Be'alacha and Shlomo Zalman. And it comes from the Ran. They're both M'chuyiv to do B'dika. They're both M'chuyiv. You hear that, Nakura?
Well, the other, but what's the
based
the
on the Ran.
Has the key, so he
Seder,
has
but that's just the Machriya, but really they're both M'chuyiv. So if I know he's not going to do it, so then, it goes back to my original chiyuv.
That shows that it's the non-Jewish owner, since they're both really chayav in it, it goes to the
Jew. Yeah, very good, excellent. Yeah, that's right.
Recorded 19 Marukos today.
19? Oh, wow. You can't.